You are listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
Hello, Scott Pridemore here with Mike Hagee for another episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Today we welcome Al Bangora with Mecklenburg County Parks and Rec. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Open Street 704. Yeah. That's the city's fastest growing, family-friendly, come-as-you-are celebration for Open Streets. Tell us a little bit more about how this got started.
Oh, it's a long story, but a couple of years back, I think it was in 15, before we actually started, Gil Penaloso from 880 Cities came to Minnesota, or came to North Carolina for a bike summit and during the Biketoberfest kind of time. And he was here kind of talking about livable cities and transportation and walkability and you know, being able to access streets and owning streets. And we, you know, my boss at the time, the director of Park and Recreation, was Jim Gargis, and also Danny Pleasant, who is the city manager with the city. He was there also. They decided, you know, why don't we try Open Streets here over at in Charlotte? So they're pretty excited about it. They kind of left with this energy about Open Streets, knowing what it was happening and what was happening with it, and how it was really a national movement, not only around the world but also around the country. And so they came back and said, "We're going to do Open Streets." And I happened to be sitting in a meeting one day, and Jim, our fantastic director, said, "Hey, you know, what do you guys think about Open Streets?" And I was like, "I was part of that back in Minneapolis."
Fantastic.
And then he said, "Okay, you're going to lead this now." And so we got together with the county and the city. We just said, we're going to make this happen. And, you know, we got supported the first funding from the Knight Foundation, and we just went for it. You know, city and county got together with all types of other different people at the table, and we said, we're going to make this happen in Charlotte.
Fantastic. Wow. And it's much more than just a twice-a-year event.
Correct. Yeah. Our goal always is that Open Streets is a program. You know, it's not an event. And so a program means that we look at this as something about that happens all the time. It's about inspiring people to get out into their communities, to connect with each other, connect neighborhoods.
Love it.
Ride, get healthy, walk, you know, visit your businesses that you drive by every day at 50 miles an hour, that you stop and you actually take the time to walk in places you probably haven't noticed before. We do a great job at really promoting this all year round about a livable city and a healthy city. And part of that is being able to access and get around the city safely and fun. It's turning streets into parks, right? That's the goal. So
absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And and so we've heard, you know, more than 60,000 people have come out to just four events that you've put on so far.
Right.
For those that haven't been out to Open Street 704 yet,
yeah,
tell us what it's like.
Oh, it is fun. I always call it kind of like an organic thing. It's not like a speed street. It's not like a block party. It really is just people being out on the streets, enjoying each other, enjoying the neighborhoods, being active. We have all these activities that we promote through the event. We have probably over 140 different activities that you do throughout the event. But really, it's about anywhere from a 3 to 4 mile route. But you come out and there's music, there's food trucks. We have a sort of just for people to get snacks or to eat. But really, it's about just being outside, walking, riding, pulling your wagon with your kids in it, enjoying our local parks, our greenways, visiting local businesses, like I said, that you maybe haven't seen before, that you haven't stopped by to actually visit. It's amazing the light bulbs that come on people walking Open Streets, because they're out there just enjoying the weather, being outside, right? And they're riding along, or they're walking, or they're running, or whatever. And they look over, and I've seen people look over to the right, and they go, "I didn't even know that business was over there. What is that?" Then they stop in. Or they go, "I didn't know that this connected to this park," or "I didn't know that this connected to this greenway," or "I didn't know I could access this part of town to this part of town," or it just goes on and on. So the day is really just a lot of fun. We have bubble makers and, you know, the big bubbles, and they're blowing those things up. There's people dancing. There's Zumba classes. There's people doing exercise programs. It's just a ton of really fun activities. And the intent is for people to be out and to do an activity, and so people can experience chalk art, example, like the people just drawing chalk. It's just amazing. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I know the one not the this recent past one, but the one there prior, which mm-hmm. went through Elizabeth Plaza Midwood. Mm-hmm. I took the family out there, and, yeah. and we had a blast, really.
Oh, good.
You know, just getting out there on our bikes, riding around, even parking the bikes. And to your point, we were, you know, stopped in on a few businesses. And then also there's folks that help to sponsor the event.
Right.
And they have services or products that they're marketing. But furthermore, just to be there as a part of the community.
Right.
And the band element, I mean, it is really, it's all about, it's entertainment and supporting so much of what we have and what we don't recognize.
Right.
As we're driving our cars through the city.
And that's it. And you know, you look at it and you say, well, how do you have a livable city? And what does it look like? You know, and if we're so focused on sort of this car-centric, you know, we call it car-free, you know, right? But if it's car, you know, a livable city is a place that you can get out and just walk and ride and visit places and feel that you're connected to your community. Open streets just naturally brings that to everybody. They just get out and it's weird because when we first did a test place when we did during Biketoberfest, we were at Mint Street down in an uptown area. And we had just that one block right there by B&B. And people were literally walking on the sidewalk, even though the street was open. They didn't understand. They're like, oh, I can walk over here. Like, yeah, come on, walk over here. You know. And then we were encouraged people to walk the street and just the amazement they had. And we put up basketball hoops and kids were playing. And it feels different. You know, you feel like you're a part of something, you know. And part of a city being livable, and in my opinion, and our group feels this, is that you should feel like the streets are yours. They're not separating us. They should be connecting us. And this is how we connect with open streets on many levels: economics, social equity, inclusion. You know, those are things that we bring to open streets, and health and healthy living, you know, reducing car traffic on the streets, which then reduces pollution.
Right.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Yeah. You know, on the way here, I saw a couple folks that had hopped on a bike.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, driving. It looked like the bike drop that I'm seeing kind of all over the city, sprinkled in a lot of different places. This is near the Metropolitan.
Yeah.
I saw them crossing the walkway, and it was powered by Blue Cross Blue Shield, actually, the same sponsor of the Open Street 704.
Yep.
What's that connection like, and is how important is the biking with the bike drops as related to your project?
You know, I think, of course, Blue Cross Blue Shield North Carolina has been just amazing. They have been, they are our title sponsor for the event. They have kept this event going, and we're so grateful to them. Initially, we got the grant from the Knight Foundation, which was that's really kind of kickstarted us. And we knew that we had to continue this. We believe in it strongly. We knew that people were responding to it in a way that we were like, this is really awesome. So Blue Cross Blue Shield, they're promotion of just health and well-being and preventative things that you can do to slow down, you know, whether you're pre-diabetic or you could be out of shape or whatever it might be. The health aspect of really getting out and just even riding a bike, right? Or just even walking and just being outside in nature. And then everybody knows the scientific things that nature does for you when you're out walking through nature. There's all sorts of facts and figures out there. I'd bore you to death if I went through them, but it's really amazing. And Blue Cross Blue Shield North Carolina, they believe in that. They understand that. And so it really tied in with them too, because this is a way to reach community, reach people, and say, hey, you know, we believe in the mission of healthy living and being active and being healthy, and maybe slow down sometimes going into the hospital then for major things you might be dealing with. This is one way of just getting people out and connecting.
Fantastic.
So that was this a good way to build upon that.
Wow. Yeah. I love that. You're so much energy and I can tell how excited you are about this movement.
Yes.
And we are too. So the program website talks about volunteering or hosting an activity. Mm-hmm. How do we do that?
Well, it's pretty easy. If you can go, to the website, obviously, and then register there or just put in a request. I'd like to volunteer for the event or I'd like to be a part of the event. We have a really good team of people that will connect our volunteers to the different activities that are happening during that day. You can be a zone host. You could be, you know, kind of giving people what's out there, what kind of things to experience. You could be a part of our safety team that does like our intersections. We call them intersection heroes. There's all sorts of things you can do during the time, whether it's helping us to set up or just being present and helping out with directions. And we have, like, we call it railroad crossing. If we cross a railroad area, we have people that stand out there and say, slow down, don't hit that angle. There's all different things that we do during the event. But the volunteers, it's really simple. If they go to the website, they can go there, they can register on the website. And then we have one of our really fantastic Marine who will contact them, get them connected. We go through training. The day of, we all meet and we kind of say, hey, we'd like for you guys to be here in this part of the zone or part of the event. Or it just gives people different options. But if they go to the website, they can pretty much get any contact they need.
I was going to ask, where can we find out more about it? What is the website? What's the contact info?
Yeah, openstreets704.com. Is the connection to pretty much get everything you need as far as not only sponsoring the event. Hopefully we get people that really see the value in this event, but the volunteers that can go to that. Anyone that wants to host an activity, they go to there and they register and sign up through that. But pretty much everything you need is through our website. Also, of course, we're on Facebook and I think Twitter and all sorts of good Instagram. I mean, we're everywhere. But our website is probably the easiest way to make connections to our team and to get connected to Open Street 704.
And to that end, how much does it cost to participate in Open Street 704?
There is no cost.
Wow. Yes. Look at that.
Yeah, this is I think we're the best deal in town, personally, because I think what we really do, is you come out there, really what we do, I mean, I could tell you, I could bore you with numbers, but we're incredibly efficient on how we spend our money for the event. Some events spend six figures. I mean, easy. You go to they spend $250,000, $150,000. We spend literally less than $60,000 for the event. I mean, literally. But really it's because of the support of the county and the city and all the volunteers, from CDOT, our officer, everybody, that helps us to make this happen. But the county and the city really put a lot of time and effort to really make this event free and for everyone to come and enjoy it. There is no cost. It's just come and have fun. We measure smiles per hour, which is really awesome.
I love that.
And we had over 1,000. It's really cool. We have signs, and then we mark that when they smile, you know. And we've had we've generated over 1,000 per, like, smiles per. It's really cool. But we keep
that
these
kind
of data things that we do, how we visit. But, yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Wow. I commend you for the work you're doing with this. And
thank you.
And also, with respect to the event, this coming event,
yes.
Where is it located in the city? I know it's on the site, but generally, where is it located?
Well, it's going to be back at Plaza Midwood and NOTA. It's
okay.
Connecting the
nice.
Two.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
So we're going to go to Villa Heights, Belmont. I mean, we're connecting NOTA and Plaza Midwood. We knew that route, we wanted to kind of revisit it. You know, it was something that we knew was really exciting. People really were just geeked about it, you know, and we just said, well, why don't we connect those two and then go through another neighborhood like Belmont, right, and connect that and start to kind of bridge neighborhoods and start
nice.
To, you know, connect people and get them out, get them excited. There's emerging neighborhoods. There's neighborhoods that sometimes need visibility, that looking for that connection sometimes.
Absolutely.
And this is one way we can do that. We're going to be in that area. We have not necessarily going to do a big main stage this time. We're going to do what they call four stages through the entire event. So that way people can experience, you know, the music interaction through the route itself. But it's a 4.1-mile route. So you got the best of both worlds, right? NOTA and Plaza Midwood. It's going to be pretty awesome.
I think so few people realize what falls under.
Right.
The breadth of what you actually cover. I mean, to that end, Mecklenburg County Parks and Rec, Al Bangor, is here today with us in Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Yeah. We're talking at a 10,000 bird's eye level of what the plan for the city and the county looks like. And you just went into some incredible details.
Yeah.
How does all that come around and from a strategic planning?
Well, that was like in 2008, they had the master plan. The Park and Recreation, Mecklenburg County Park and Recreation had a master plan and it goes for, you know, until basically I think 2020 ultimately, but the master plan was really designed by, again, community input and feedback, right? So the master plan comes through surveys and research, and, you know, it's a massive guiding principle of how we then lead and what we do. One of the big ones, number one, what we were very clear about was trails. Everybody wants you. Trails are the biggest thing that exists out there. Everybody wants trails.
Mm.
They want greenways. They want to be able to, again, get around the city. They want to feel like they're connected to their community. They want to not have to drive their cars every day. Open Streets connects people to that, right? And I talk about layering because that's what it is, right? It made sense for us from Park and Recreation to do this because we're talking about trails, we're talking about livability, walkability, riding, healthy living. Well, open streets actually ties into that, right? Turning streets into parks.
Yes.
Mm. Well, trails being the number one thing that people want, along with, you know, of course, a number of things, that's how we connect with people. We say, okay, we know that you want that. We know you want an indoor track. So one of the reasons why these regional centers became very popular is because that's the way that throughout the nation, that's what's being built. We value and understand clearly our small neighborhood centers because those are in the neighborhood and they're very special to people that live in the neighborhood. It connects those children, those kids to this space.
That's so fantastic. Yeah. And this ties in so well. I love this topic today. It ties in so well with what this podcast is all about. The title of the show is Charlotte Real Estate Talk, but it's all about community.
Yes.
It's so much about what you provide through this organization, mm-hmm. through Mecklenburg County Parks and Recreation, is why people enjoy their homes, they live, the community, and how they're tied to it.
Yep. And we know clearly that you build a house, you have a house that's around a park, and your value is, I mean, it's a natural, it's normal. You talk about the value of parks. I always say this, is that a healthy parks or a vibrant park system is what makes cities great. You know, it's not, if you look at Romare Bearden when that was built, look at the development that's going around there. Look what happened, what's going to be happening, you know, when you look at First Ward, you look at places, these parks are what people just, many don't even understand it until it happens, but they want it, they need it, right? They go out there and they listen to music series in the parks. They have these picnics. They walk their dogs, you know.
Wow.
That's livable cities.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we help folks relocate into Charlotte from other areas of the country.
Yeah.
In fact, it was a family I helped last year that moved from Boulder, Colorado.
Yes.
So parks and rec are huge out there.
Huge.
Walkability, you know, the trails, the cycling lanes.
That's right.
So that was a big part of what they were looking for when they made the move.
That's right.
So,
yeah. And if you want to promote cities and you want to, we always said this, it's kind of, we jokingly say this, like if we're trying to get a big company to come to North Carolina or to Charlotte, include park and recreation in that, you know, because we always say we can really do some amazing things behind that. Sometimes it's not necessarily, if you look at big promotional things, it's not maybe the number one thing that you'll have up there. They'll show maybe sometimes restaurants, and they'll show like the sports teams. But parks, I mean, they're beautiful. Look at Romare Bearden itself. I mean,
gorgeous.
It's award-winning, right?
Yes.
It is. So. And to that end, and we've heard it coined the phrase from a developer, community assets. Yeah. And, you know, what's the county's relationship with drawing those businesses and having those public-private partnerships? Where do you see that going in terms of green space and, you know, there's been lots on the table today, but what's your opinion of that?
Yeah, and I think it's critically important. I think one of the jobs that when I came here 4 years ago, and I've been 3 years in my position as superintendent of recreation, my clear vision and what we've talked within our department is being relevant, right? And we say, what is it to be relevant? Part of it's being here today and talking about what we do within Parker and sharing the things that we do because people don't know. But the other part of it is that we don't move forward and do anything unless we have those collaborations, unless we have those partnerships, unless we understand our business partners and our nonprofits and our philanthropic organizations. We have to understand that through our healthcare systems, through Novant, CHS, through whoever it might be. Those relationships are critical to what we do and how we move forward. Because if you look at things that get cut right away, and a lot of times when things happen, it's usually libraries and parks, right? But I will honestly say that when you have this power of community and power of people and businesses and all those things we talked about, then people advocate and value their city more. They advocate and value their parks. They value the livable city that they're in. They don't just discard it as easily because they go, well, you get rid of that, then I don't have my quality of life as much as that I would like to have. That's why I moved here, right? And the services we provide, all our relationships through like the Arts and Science Council, you know, with the culture blocks, you know, we work with the Charlotte Ballet, with Reach. I mean, I can go on and on, the things that we have, these great partnerships. That is what sustains us. That's what we then provide to our families and our kids and our community. It's those opportunities. We would not be as powerful or as vibrant without those relationships. Whether it's businesses, whether it's churches, whether it's, And we've done this with Village Heartbeat example, you know, where we have the fitness thing through the churches. The people come out and they exercise at our parks. These are adults. Village Heartbeat went out and met people and said, how do we reach our population? They said, well, let's go to the churches. And so the county health department said, that's a great way to connect with people. And then we said, well, bring them over to the parks and we'll have them exercise and like use our fitness center and our equipment. And so we just keep building all these relationships. And
fantastic.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're blown away today with Al Bangor with Mecklenburg County Parks and Recreation. Mike Hagee, Scott Pridemore for another edition of Charlotte Real Estate Talk.
Thank you, Al.
Thanks.
Before we all break out, segue me back into that because we kind of, I wasn't recording for a section of that, maybe we could say something like, hey, Open Streets is not the only thing you're involved in. Park and Rec has got a bunch of stuff going on. Then you could kind of re-up me real quick with, we got these big rec center projects coming on. And you can kind of replay that for me.
Okay. Sure. So, Al, Open Street 704 is not the only thing that Mecklenburg County Parks and Recreation heads up and is involved in. Yeah. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, we have, we're really excited. We have so many things that are happening right now. One of our big projects are building these regional centers that are located, they're going to be located throughout the north, south, east, and west of the county and of the city. Right now, we're building the Eastway Regional Center. That'll be open in spring of 2020. We then have the north one that'll be opened up probably another year later after that. These are 100,000 square foot, $40 million regional centers. They're going to be incredible. Indoor tracks, pools, all those kind of things. But we do tons of other things that we work through with the Arts and Science Councils. We work with Village Heartbeat. We work with Reach Program, which is Charlotte Ballet. We work with Trips for Kids with Learn to Ride programs. We do. We have a bike playground that we have over at Arbor Glen. We have really just a tremendous amount of things that we do every day throughout the year, whether it's concert series and music series and our sports. We just have just a ton of things that we connect people to. And one really cool thing we just did too now, we're doing these called Cycling Without Age. And it's these trishaws that we just got from Southminster. Tracy McGinnis has been great. She's working with us to get these trishaws. But these trishaws are really getting adults, senior population, on the front of these trishaws, and they sit like two people, and then we have a person that then rides with them. It's pedaling, and they're electric assist, and they ride along trails, and we get our seniors who are sometimes homebound or in these places, living places that they have, and they get them out on these trishaws, and we get them back on the nature, and we ride, and but that's what we're trying to do is really, again, it's about community, it's about livability, it's about connecting people. And so we're really excited that we have a lot of opportunities to offer the community.
Al Bangor, thank you so much for joining today's podcast, Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Mike Hagee, Scott Pridemore for another edition of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. And before we break, we just want to say thanks so much for all the good work you're doing in the community as it relates to Open Street 704. We understand the value of strengthening our community, and we want to be a partner with you with the Open Family Sponsorship for this upcoming event. Awesome. We're so excited to be a part of it.
Thank you. That's amazing. Yeah, I can't thank you enough. I mean, we're just so happy to have you a part of that, and I can't thank you enough. And I know our group is, we're out there working hard, and we're just so grateful. So thank you so much for that. I really appreciate
it. Keep up the good work, Al. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte Real Estate at PrideMoreProperties.com.